This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Chuang. In the meantime, we turn our attention to REITs.
Yeah, of course, REITs, as we know, has been mostly affected by the pandemic. Segments like commercial property, retail, even hospitality suffered with every movement control order that was imposed because people can't move around and they can't stay in hotels. And this means reflected in the KL REIT Index, which declined by 20% compared to the broader benchmark return of 3% since March 2020.
So as we enter 2022, is there a brighter outlook despite the looming threat of Omicron? And what will the impact be from the unwinding of the very accommodative monetary policy by the Fed Reserve and Bank Negara Malaysia? For more insights, we speak to Dato' Stuart Lebroy, chairman of Alpha REIT Managers. He's also the honorary secretary of the MRMA, that's the Malaysian REIT Managers Association. Dato', good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, in an era of global monetary tightening, REITs should be hammered in by rising borrowing costs and narrowing yield spreads. Does this mean that 2022 will be a challenging time for REITs in general?
I think if you look at the landscape of the rates that are currently being quoted, don't forget, when the pandemic arrived on Malaysian shores, the OPR was, 3.25. It is now 1.75. There's a lot of accommodation done by Bank Negara to accommodate businesses in total, not only for REITs. It was written for the entire economy. And I think everyone's been blessed by having that accommodative policy. But REITs are managing quite well at 3.25. Okay, so if they rise again, they're very well positioned to take that challenge on. Don't forget, one thing about REITs is that they have very, very strong capital management and very low gearing. The exposure to fluctuations in interest rates are fairly low. And so when you talk about a REIT with a gearing of 30%, big portion of that actually is locked in, but sukuks at fixed rates. And so the exposure to rising interest rates don't occur. Obviously, the businesses have been hammered, as you say, but then again, the entire economy has been hammered. Unless, of course, you're in the nice sectors like rubber gloves or in the commodity sector, which is doing very well, or in e-commerce, which actually had a huge boom during the pandemic period. But overall, I think REITs are very resilient, and that's why people invest in them. And they always say, you know, when they say, oh, inflation's coming, we should all be aware. Don't forget that REITs are a hedge against inflation. Property is the ultimate hedge against inflation. So if prices are going up, REITs actually follow along with that. They're a very, very good cushion in uncertain times. People tend to migrate to REITs when the things are worrying them in terms of the future of the direction of the stock market. They're a good investment even today.
Yeah, but Dato, I know you're saying that they're quite resilient from a financial perspective, but from operational perspective, I mean, though some of those sectors continue to be beleaguered, are there bright spots from an operational perspective, for example, like an e-commerce warehouse and logistics, though?
Well, e-commerce is definitely on the move. If you look at the new facilities that are being built right now, it shows there's a huge confidence in the sector. The e-commerce really is a bright spot. Coupled with that, also cold chain logistics are also coming into the fray because we don't realize it, but you realize that we throw away 16,000 tons of food waste a day. Okay. We're very underserved in that sector as well. So a lot of bright spots in that particular sector. The retail will come back. I think there's a lot of revenge spending going on right now. People are back to the malls. They're packed right now. And I think they will continue to be. Omicron has been fairly mild and people are sort of, I think, taking a more less guarded view against it. And I think they're more comfortable sort of moving around. But it'd be a long time before they revert back to where they were before. I mean, big shopping malls have been a lot in the tourism trade. That needs to come back. And that, of course, the hotel REITs attached to that as well. Whether air travel will come back to normal, I can't really tell you. But it is impacting their businesses.
Well, Dato, there could be some headwinds in that regard. I mean, for example, rising costs might distress wallets to the point where they don't go to malls. The second thing is that the excess liquidity from the loan moratoriums will soon end, I think, within a month or two. And then, of course, there's also rising prices, which could be an issue. What do you think about that trifecta of factors?
Well, the trifecta is definitely a concern. Because I think that at the end of the day, you know, shopping malls have been very much a staple of Malaysian sort of life in a way. They become not really a place you go and buy things, but a place you go for entertainment and other things as well. So I think the ability for Malaysians to give up malls is going to be quite low. They will come back. But I think the nature of business moving forward after the pandemic has changed forever. They're moving to much more different models. If you take, the Sunbury Group, for instance, they've pivoted to e-commerce coupled with their retail malls. They're offering e-commerce facilities for the retailers to keep them in business in a way. So there's been a lot of changes to the operational landscape. And a lot of the REITs actually have taken the opportunity to really start trimming their costs down. Big focus on operational costs over the last 2 years. And many of them, when businesses come back, their profits will really surge because they save so much money in the operational side. But, you know, business is business. Confidence is confidence. I can't have a crystal ball and tell you exactly when that is going to happen. But I think people are fed up of where we are right now, and they're looking forward to some form of normalcy.
Dato, in terms of yield accretive acquisitions, what's the landscape looking like? Is it positive? Are there many deals being offered at the moment?
I think it's getting much better. I think when it was boom time back in 2019 or 2018, many owners were unwilling to part with their assets. But now with the pressure on costs and cash flow, many of them are prepared to let their jewels go and put them into trusts where they can get the capital to keep their businesses running. So opportunities abound, and I think yields are starting to rise in those transactions, which bodes well for the acquisition landscape for REITs itself. But of course, sectorially, again, it's the question of, do you go and buy an office now? Okay, but the current landscape is not that easy to predict where that's heading to. So I think caution and smart buying really should be the order of the day. But there are deals out there for sure.
We were speaking to Dato' Stuart Leburi, Chairman of Alpha REIT Managers and Honorary Secretary of the MRMA. And a very tasty question.
<That's right. laughs>
You were just asking him for his thoughts on, you know, trying to probe further on where the deals are. We just missed him on that. But hopefully we'll catch him on another occasion to get the answer to that question.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in it. I mean, just friends who are, you know, in the professional services, banking, estate agents, property. There's a lot of assets being, you know, put up for sale. All the way from retail and you know, fast-moving consumer brands to blank pieces of land in Balik Pulau in Penang, for example. I mean, there's a lot of assets. You know, when sellers, they want to sell as high as possible, buyers want to buy as low as possible, interest rates are at a record low. So, you know, obviously, you're getting quite cheap money to buy stuff with. And for those companies who are cashed up and rich, this is a fantastic time to buy because sentiment is poor. You want to bank land when times are tough because it's the cheapest, right? So I'm sure there's a lot of interest. I just want to get his perspective on which areas.
Right.
You know.
And overall, Dato' Stuart was very bullish on the prospect for REITs. He says that property remains the best hedge against inflation. So he thinks that even with the rate hikes, REITs won't be too badly affected by the fallout of that. We'll wait and see on that, I suppose.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.